finance and economics.
Property in America. Long time coming. Office delinquencies are shooting up.
American offices often break records. Tech firms mark their progress with ever more outlandish designs. Manhattan blocks vie to be the tallest. This year, though, a worse kind of record has been broken. Offices have hit a 20.1% vacancy rate, according to Moody's, which is the highest since 1979, when the rating agency began to keep track. Problems are now starting to spread. In July, lending worth 8% of the value of mortgage securities backed by offices were delinquent, the highest since 2013, and exceeding those on even long-troubled retail property securities. Loans taken out by property firms in the low-interest heyday of the pre-pandemic years, bundled into such securities, are now coming up for refinancing. This will pose tough questions for financial institutions. Amid a property downturn in the 1990s, Sam Zell, an investor, famously repeated the mantra of stay alive until 95. Now the goal is to stay alive until 25, in the hope that the Federal Reserve will cut rates enough to make refinancing viable. But is there anything for property managers to live for? Remote working is here to stay. Last year, a third of workers carried out some or all of their job from home. Downtown districts are worst affected. Some 32% of office space in San Francisco and 23% in Austin now sits empty. Assume that holding on and hoping does not work out for office owners and that foreclosures become common. There are three groups that may be left holding the bag. The first is investors. About half of all commercial property loans have been made by institutions such as insurance companies and private equity firms, as well as via the debt markets. These players may well take a bath, which is the risk they bore when they bought securities or issued loans. No major creditor is likely to take losses significant enough to imperil itself. The second is the big banks. They are the lenders most likely to be on the hook for the sourest of loans, because they are the only institution sufficiently large to lend for shiny downtown skyscrapers in top-tier cities. Four times as many of their commercial property loans have been delinquent for more than 30 days, compared with those of banks with assets under $100 billion. But they lend enough that any hit may not be noticeable. That leaves smaller and regional lenders, where commercial property loans make up a bigger share of total lending. As of May, there were more than 250 banks in America that had made enough loans secured by commercial real estate that regulators considered their portfolios risky, according to S&P Global, another rating agency. With the exception of New York Community Bank, which flirted with bankruptcy earlier this year, their loans mostly tend to be smaller and less focused in city centres. Think a suburban dental office, not a Park Avenue tower. Although banks will be scarred, unless things go pear-shaped, not too many will go under. By logging in from home, workers have inflicted economic pain on others, but not so much that they will sink the financial system.